Questions 41 to 45. Look at the questions. Now you will hear the fourth talk. Listen to a cook giving tips.
So now you've got your brand new food processor. Congratulations on your choice. Here's a few food processing tips. For starters, whatever you want to do, don't forget to use even pressure. Now, to slice or shred fruits or vegetables that are long and relatively small in diameter, say celery, carrots, and bananas, cut food to fit the feed tube vertically or horizontally and pack the feed tube securely to keep food positioned properly. Or use a small feed tube in the two-piece food pusher, positioning the food vertically in the tube. To slice or shred round fruits or vegetables like onions, apples, and green peppers, first peel, core, or remove the seeds. Then, cut in halves or quarters and position in the feed tube. To shred spinach and other leaves, stack the leaves, stand them up in the feed tube, and don't forget, process using even pressure. For uncooked meat or poultry, such as stir-fry meats, first you need to cut or roll the food to fit the feed tube. Then wrap and freeze until it's hard to the touch. Depending on the thickness of the food, that should take from 30 minutes to 2 hours. Check to be sure you can still pierce the food with the tip of a sharp knife. If not, allow it to thaw slightly and then process. To slice cooked meat or poultry, including salami or pepperoni, the food should be very cold. Cut in pieces to fit the feed tube. To shred soft cheeses, such as mozzarella, freeze for 10 to 15 minutes before processing. Cut to fit the feed tube, and as always, process using even pressure.
Now you will hear the fourth talk again. Listen to a cook giving tips.
So now you've got your brand new food processor. Congratulations on your choice. Here's a few food processing tips. For starters, whatever you want to do, don't forget to use even pressure. Now, to slice or shred fruits or vegetables that are long and relatively small in diameter, say celery, carrots, and bananas, cut food to fit the feed tube vertically or horizontally and pack the feed tube securely to keep food positioned properly. Or use a small feed tube in the two-piece food pusher, positioning the food vertically in the tube. To slice or shred round fruits or vegetables like onions, apples, and green peppers, first peel, core, or remove the seeds. Then, cut in halves or quarters and position in the feed tube. To shred spinach and other leaves, stack the leaves, stand them up in the feed tube, and don't forget, process using even pressure. For uncooked meat or poultry, such as stir-fry meats, first you need to cut or roll the food to fit the feed tube. Then wrap and freeze until it's hard to the touch. Depending on the thickness of the food, that should take from 30 minutes to 2 hours. Check to be sure you can still pierce the food with the tip of a sharp knife. If not, allow it to thaw slightly and then process. To slice cooked meat or poultry, including salami or pepperoni, the food should be very cold. Cut in pieces to fit the feed tube. To shred soft cheeses, such as mozzarella, freeze for 10 to 15 minutes before processing. Cut to fit the feed tube, and as always, process using even pressure.
Question 41.
What does the speaker want to help listeners with?
Question 42.
Which can be sliced or shredded in the small feed tube?
Question 43.
Which should be rolled to fit the feed tube?
Question 44.
How long should uncooked meat or poultry freeze for?
Question 45.
What is common advice among all the tips?
End of test.